I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
All right, look at that. It's another week. Just like that. Wham, another week is before us and time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. So I hope you're ready for another hour of great old-time music. I got a stack of records here. We're going to have to get to work to fit these all in before the show is over. Let's start out with a good beat-up 45 from Dick Perotsky and his Harmony Kings. This is The Girl from My Hometown Polka. The guys in the background singing, that's my girly, that's my girly. There you go, girl from my hometown polka, Dick Perotsky and the Harmony Kings there. It says Art Souter is doing the singing on that one. So there you have it as we get another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour rolling along for another week. Glad you managed to join us or stumble upon us, whatever the case might be. Glad to have you here. Got one up next called the Wheels Polka. You remember the song Wheels? Was a big guitar instrumental hit for a group called the Stringalongs back in, I think, the late 1950s, produced by Norman Petty, actually, down in Clovis, New Mexico. But that's not this version. No, I've got Johnny Stavins and his orchestra doing it. Here they are with the Wheels Polka.
Hold on, hold on. Here we go.
Thank you.
class. Like, bonus points there for enthusiasm. Johnny Stavins and his orchestra there. The Wheels Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad to have you along for another ride. Let's do something from Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, shall we? That's always been a favorite from Eddie's guys. Here's the Rosie's My Baby Polka.
She's my baby, I don't mean maybe, she is my sweetie pie. Rosie's my baby, I don't mean maybe, she is my sweetie pie. When I hug Rosie, everything seems cozy, our love will never die. When I hug Rosie, everything seems cozy, our love will never die. Lalecka, ma ciemne łocka, usta czerwone ma. Rusia lalecka, ma ciemne łocka, usta czerwone ma. Rusia kochana, jest dla mnie wybrana, będziesz moja żona. Rusia kochana, tyś dla mnie wybrana, będziesz moja żona.
Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones there. Rosie's my baby here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us once again. Before we get over here to John Check and his big Michigan Dutchman band, let's talk about World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to pay him a visit if the opportunity should present itself, or for that matter, you could go way out of your way if you wanted to. Great vacation spot if you're starting to plan for spring and summer. Might want to give it a little consideration. It's a great spot to kind of get started on a great trip up the north shore of Lake Superior. And what better way to start it off than by eyeballing about 1,400 accordions and concertinas, huh? Because that's what they've got there at the World of Accordions Museum, along with, they've got all sorts of documentation, historical information, other displays, other music and accordion-related stuff. Keep an eye on their calendar of activities for jam sessions and outdoor concerts when summer gets here. They've got the beautiful concert hall. They're always involved in a lot of activities around the area. So check them out. The information you want is all online. Easy to find. Worldofaccordions.org is where they're at on the interwebs. All right? Check it out. Worldofaccordions.org. It's John Check and his big Michigan Dutchman band. And I wonder if that's like competing with the six fat Dutchmen. These guys are Dutchmen too, but they're not fat. They're big. I have no idea. But this is the Patricia Polka. Thank you. right, there you go, John Check. And the Michigan Dutchman, the big Michigan Dutchman, as a matter of fact. That's the Patricia Polka. You're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Don't forget, you want to get in touch with us? You can do that in a multitude of ways in this complex high-tech world. If you're a little old-fashioned, you can actually just dial your phone and leave a voice message. You could even use a rotary phone to 218-259-2985, or as we like to say, 2985, because it sounds clever. 218-259-2985. You can call, leave a message. You have a request or dedication. Also, you can send a text message to that same phone number at 218-259-2985. Shoot us an email too. OompaHour@AOL.com, or by all means, look us up on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All those ways. Isn't it amazing? The olden days, you used to like send a postcard or call on the phone, and that was about it, you know? We haven't heard from Lenny Gomolka and the Chicago Push for quite a while here on the Oompa Hour. I think we should take care of that right now. Here's the Whiskey and Beer Oberic.
Chicago, and the music is right. At 3 a.m, they all ask for more. As the band keeps on playing, the bartenders pour whiskey and beer. Let's all have a cheer for good luck and happiness throughout the year. Whiskey and beer, let's all have a cheer for good luck and happiness year after year. If it should close and you don't know where to go, just walk through the door where the bartender's pour. Whiskey and beer, let's all have a cheer for good luck and happiness throughout the year. Whiskey and beer, let's all have a cheer for good luck and happiness year after year. Time to go home. Just think of the good times now that you're alone. And plan for the weekend where everyone goes to walk through the door where the bartender pours. Whiskey and beer, let's all have a cheer for good luck and happiness throughout the year. Whiskey and beer, let's all have a cheer for good luck and happiness year after year.
Lenny Gomolka, got to push the right button. Lenny Gomolka and the Chicago Push there, and that is the Whiskey and Beer Oberic here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. My brain's a little scrambled today because for years and years and years, when I want to talk, I push that button. That button is broken this week, so when I want to talk, I have to push this other button. But my instincts keep pushing the wrong button, and of course, when I do that, nothing happens because it's broken. So it's requiring me to think extra. And that is not good. All right, we have coming up here the Golden Brass. They're going to do the Let the Sun Shine In polka. Remember that, Let the Sun Shine? Do you remember the Flintstones? Of course you do, the Flintstones. And we'll have a yabba-dabba-doo time. Remember back in the old Flintstone dinosaur days? It was a cartoon based on the Honeymooners, if you remember the Honeymooners. And I think the Flintstones was like the longest-running adult cartoon. Or not, okay, that sounds dirty. A cartoon for grown-ups. Anyway, in that show, Pebbles and Bam Bam, who were the Flintstones and the Rubbles' children, became singing stars, and they sang Let the Sun Shine In. And I dug up the clip just so we could give you a little bit. See if you have flashbacks to watching the Flintstones here when you were a kid here. Or maybe your kids watched it. Anyway, if you remember Pebbles and Bam Bam singing Let the Sun Shine In, it kind of went like that, and it's an entirely different deal when the Golden Brass does it, and they do it a polka style. This is a Let the Sun Shine In polka.
Whirling skirts, pretty girls, and smiling faces is the happiness we have in Polka Land. Mom and Dad and Sister Sue, Yash and Stash and Mary Lou, dancing all night to the music of our band.
So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart.
At a dance in your home, at a tavern, that familiar sound we all enjoy to hear. Couples dance around the floor, others asking for some more, and their spirits getting higher with some beer.
So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart.
Chicago to New York and through New England, people wishing all their friends,
hey, nice love you!
Hey, nice love you!
Happy feelings in the air, forget your troubles and your cares, and join the ranks of people dancing everywhere.
So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never
different than the Pebbles and Bam Bam version, huh? All right, there you go. That is the Let the Sun Shine In polka, the Golden Brass. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. I don't know about you, but it's been a pretty exciting week up here in northern Minnesota. The weather's been kind of nice. It's a little weird, though. This morning, it was 22 degrees below zero. And then the high today is 20 above, so that's like a 42-degree temperature swing between when I got up and now. And in the next couple of days, it's supposed to be in the 30s. We're talking like a 55-degree temperature spread here over the course of a couple of days. But to go with that, we've had a ton of sunshine. So you look outside, and it's like, wow, it looks beautiful and pretty and nice out there. And then you go outside, and you breathe in, and your lungs freeze, and you're like, ah, I wish I didn't do that. But yeah, we're kind of digging it. I don't want to call it signs of spring yet. No, definitely not, because we still have to get through March, and we have to get through high school hockey tournament season, which always brings a big pile of snow for us up here. So, yeah, I'll keep you posted. I know you don't care about the northern Minnesota weather, but, you know, it gives me something to talk about. Here's a group called The Four of Us. Roy Conkle gets together and has a group called The Four of Us, and oddly enough, they're doing the Four Beers Polka. Ray Conkle and his group, The Four of Us, and that's the Four Beers Polka, yeah, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, Roy and the gang hailing from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, according to this record that's really, really old. Now here's another story. Back 1,000 million years ago when I went to radio school, which was a really long time ago. I mean, the equipment still had tubes in it, you know what I mean? It was weird because, you know, they teach you to be on the radio. And so half the class time is spent doing classroom studying, you know, FCC rules and how to do stuff and writing news and writing commercials, the rest of it. And then the other half of the day was spent actually running a condensed version of a radio station. So you got mechanical experience running all the stuff. And then when you got to the last term in class, because first term, second term, third term, and then almost everybody by fifth term was hired by some radio station somewhere. And in the last term of this class, we pretended we were WSPT radio from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. SPT, Stevens Point. Yeah. And it was based on their format and everything. And so you got practical experience in what was more like a real radio station than just getting in the studio time. So every time I hear Stevens Point, I have flashbacks to back in the olden days when I was in radio school. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Where the heck are we? Where's the old clock on the wall? We got a lot of time left. How about the Ample Airs, huh? Let's do the Hayride Polka. Right, there you go with one from the Ample Airs, the old Hayride Polka. Not the kind of day you want to be taking a hayride here. I think we're up to 7 degrees, though, from the 22 below I had this morning. So I guess that's a pretty good improvement, huh? All right, let's do Gil Steele's band. Cleverly the name of the band. And this is Gary's Polka.
Thank you.
They have a Gil Steele's band there, Gil himself on the concertina. That's called Gary's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. What do we got coming up next here? One of those ones you don't hear very often, simply because I've only got like a couple of records by these guys. The Trontel Zager Orchestra. Yeah, Trontel Zager Orchestra. I'm telling you, we don't hear from them very often. Oh, man, I got to find us a waltz, too. You know, we have a waltz in every show, and I have not found a waltz yet. I got some work to do. I'll work on that while you listen to the Kane Polka. There you have it. That's the Kane Polka from the Trontel Zager Orchestra, hailing from Pennsylvania here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us. We do it every week, you know. We sit here, play polka records, literally records every time. That's what we get here on the show. Now, I promised you we'd have a waltz. We always have at least one waltz in the show. And so I went digging quick there. I have the Yodeler's Waltz, which means, yes, there is some yodeling included in the record. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra.
Sing to me, 'cause my heart is free as I hear the yodeler's waltz. Sing a cheerful song and I'll yodel on to the dreamy yodeler's waltz. Reveal to my true love the thrills yet to come, thrills only found in a love just begun. Let me hear your song as I yodel on to the dreamy yodeler's waltz. How I love to croon the beneath the silvery moon, croon the dreamy yodeler's waltz. Under starlit skies, love will not deny, listening to the yodeler's waltz.
There you go. It's always good to have a little yodeling in the show whenever we can. The Yodeler's Waltz there, Lawrence Duke Cow and his Red Raven Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. A little tiny print on here, it tells me that is Joe Isbell doing the yodeling on there. So give Joe a little credit from that vintage RCA 45 there here on the show. Now there's probably a million billion different versions of the clarinet polka. I mean, is there really? Is there a band that hasn't done it? Man, that's been done by a lot of people. And Ron Kurowski's orchestra does a very nice job with it. So dancers, if you're ready, here you go.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. That's a clarinet polka with everything thrown in there. The Ron Kurowski Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us again. Doing it every week here, spinning the old-time records. Don't forget, if you have a request or a dedication, question or comment or whatever, call or text to 218-259-2985 or shoot us an email at oompahour@aol.com. And, of course, we're on Facebook, too. It's just Tim Zumpa Hour at Facebook.com. So there you have it. Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bells Orchestra now. Here's the Friendly Tavern Polka. Right, there you go. That is the Friendly Tavern Polka. That's Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bells Orchestra. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. It looks like we got, easy three more songs in the show this week. Yeah, we'll try to squeeze them in there. Don't play Eddie Zima records nearly often enough. Here's a great one. It's called Sunday Afternoon. We'll be right back. All right, there you go. It's Eddie Zima and the orchestra there. Sunday afternoon on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Do I dare play another waltz? We always try to do one on the show, sometimes more. And I just happen to have another waltz right here handy. So I guess why not, huh? We'll try to go out on something snappy after another waltz. Hey, those of you waiting for another slow one, you thought, we already had the waltz. I'm going to take a nap now. Get up! That's why you remember waltz. Jerry Intihar here on Tim Zumpa Hour. That is why you remember there, Jerry Intihar here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We're going to wrap it up for the week after this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I think we have time to squeak one more in on this week's edition of the Oompa Hour. Hey, glad you're with us. Let's wrap it up with the Hopeless Polka. Wow, that is not a very positive attitude song title for the end of a show. The Hopeless Polka. Here's Albert Mikish on Tim's Oompa Hour. All right, there you go. That's Albert Mikish there, the Hopeless Polka. And that brings us to the close of another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. I can't even get the name right. Ah, it's one of those weird weeks. It's all this sunshine on this bright white snow. It's blinding me and scrambling my brain. Anyway, we made it through another one, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, producer of the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it all over again next week with a different stack of records, of course. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.